Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, the next time you buy a product with coconut as one of the ingredients, it might be wise to check where it comes from. An investigation by the animal rights group PETA have uncovered a practice in Thailand where monkeys are effectively used as slave labour. On the line is Kate Werner, Senior Campaigns Manager at PETA. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon.
Now, this practice, is it unique to southern Thailand or is it happening anywhere else, do you know?
Well, our investigation revealed that this practice is common in Thailand, which is why we're asking consumers to avoid any coconut products coming out of Thailand.
Okay, and describe to us typically what happens to these monkeys, and are they usually macaques?
Yes, that's right. So this Peter Asia investigation has revealed that terrified pigtailed macaque monkeys, they're taken from their families in the wild when they're babies, put through months of cool training and then used for harvesting up to 1,000 coconuts a day for Thailand's coconut industry. When they're not picking coconuts, they're chained with thick metal collars alone for extended periods and then crammed into tiny cages to be transported around these plantations. And, you know, these are social intelligent primates just like us who simply go insane when exploited like this.
And these would be apes who would, in the wild, would live in large family units. Would that be the case?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, like us, they live in social family groups. This type of treatment is really just torture. You know, they're kept as prisoners. They have their teeth pulled out so that they can use them, as one farmer said, until they die, which will be half of the lifespan that they would have in the wild because they're, you know, psychologically and physically suffering so badly.
And when you say they're used to pick the coconuts, does that involve sending them up trees and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so they constantly got a collar around their necks and they're trained to climb progressively higher and higher trees to twist these coconuts off the tree, which is a completely unnatural movement. These primates would usually forage on the floor of the forest. And they use cruel training methods to force them to do these behaviours that are unnatural to them. It's really distressing and just completely unnatural.
And when you say cruel training methods, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I mean the use of force, the use of fear. When they're babies, they're left in cages for extended periods. You know, they're learning these behaviours because they're very intelligent animals, but they're doing them because they're afraid of the trainers. Not only trained to pick coconuts, but also to perform demeaning tricks so that when they're not picking coconuts, they can perform for tourists. So riding bikes and doing sit-ups and throwing balls, you know, all of these things, they're just exploited in the worst way possible.
So are there specific businesses, if you like, for want of a better term, that go out, kidnap these baby monkeys and then train them to do these things and then sell them on?
That's right. So they'll be sent to these monkey schools, as they're called, and then sold on to the farmers. And we know that two particular companies, ROID and Chowco, are using monkey labour to produce coconut products. But as I said, we think this use of monkeys in this way is pretty common across Thailand.
And the authorities in Thailand, have they made any comment on this?
Yes, they have. They've said that, you know, it's not as common as we have said. But of course, the results from our investigation, you know, they're completely self-explanatory. You know, we filmed these monkeys in the worst situations, suffering in the worst way. You know, they're enslaved, they're exploited. And really, this is just unjustifiable and completely cruel.
What would be the life expectancy of a macaque in the wild as opposed to in this kind of captivity?
In the wild, they can live up to 36 years. And in this type of captivity, they just live up to 15 years. So, you know, half of their life expectancy, less than.
And these two particular brands that you mentioned, Chowco and ROID, are they sold just locally in Thailand or are they available all over the world?
No, they are sold globally. But since the investigation broke, we've had all of the major supermarkets stop selling these brands. And most of them are doing their own investigation into this industry. So 17,000 stores across the globe are now committed to never sourcing coconuts from monkey labour. And that includes brands that your listeners will have heard of, like Tesco and Boots. So we're hopeful this will actually end the use of monkey labour on coconut farms altogether, because, of course, there's no excuse for this animal exploitation.
Yeah, and we did actually have a cursory look. Obviously, there's Tesco's here, so they're not selling them. But one supermarket chain here, Supervalue, does seem to stock chow cow. So we're reaching out to them to see can they explain to us, or were they even aware that this was going on? But for someone who goes into a shop, and they want to buy some sort of coconut-based product, of which there are many, and they're not sure, what should they look for?
Yeah, so there's a whole list of companies that don't sell coconut products that have used monkey labour. Your listeners can find a whole list of them on our website. And as I say, if they just look at the products in the stores, so coconut oils, creams, anything made from coconuts, they can check the source of the products and avoid those from Thailand. But just to give you a couple of names, Biona, Coconuts Organic, Coconut Collaborative, Tiana, none of these use monkey labour. But like I say, there's a whole list on our website where they can also sign our petition asking Chowco and ROID to stop using monkey labour too.
Would it also be the case, it's a bit like palm oil, you'd be surprised how many things, how many different sorts of products use coconuts in their ingredients?
Yeah, definitely. But like I say, if your listeners look at the products that they're buying, then they should be able to see if those coconuts have been sourced from Thailand.
Right. That seems to be the key thing you're saying here. If it says Thailand on the back, then maybe it's best avoided for the time being.
Yeah, definitely. For the time being, until this industry is eradicated from Thailand, then we would advise you avoid coconut products from the country.
Kate Werner is Senior Campaigns Manager at PETA. Kate, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.